You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Thursday, November 2nd, day one of the offseason. Hard to believe, and we're talking Chicago Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter for MLB.com. Kerry, we thank you for the time, and it's the one-year anniversary as we speak on this November 2nd of the Cubs ending their epic championship drought 1 year ago, defeating the Indians in Game 7. And I got to think it's somewhat refreshing for Cubs fans to simply say, you know what, our world title drought is at 1 year. It's certainly a lot bigger number for many years for Cubs fans' liking. But, again, the one-year anniversary today. So we're going to look ahead and get the Cubs prospects from you on how they look heading into 2018. First, want to get your thoughts, though, on the just-completed World Series between the Astros and the Dodgers. The Astros on top of the baseball world for the first time in their franchise history as they outlast L.A. in seven games, winning Game 7 5-1. Kerry, just kind of give me your thoughts on last night's game and about this rather wacky, unpredictable World Series as a whole.
Well, I think that there were some people trying to compare it with the Cubs series, and because they both went seven games, but I don't really think you can compare. And I realize that this was the Astros' first World Series championship in the franchise history, but the Cubs just had so much more history last year that they were dealing with, and the burden of that it seemed different. This year had to be one of the most entertaining series. I mean, usually, if I'm not covering a game, I might doze off at some point during the game, but you just could not blink. You know, you're afraid you're going to miss something.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And
so it was very entertaining.
It really was. I mean, we had the 13-12 game, a couple extra inning games, and Kerry, I don't know if you agree with me, but I think that the entire series flipped on one pitch, and that was the game two pitch by Kenley Jansen, gave up the game tying home run, which the Astros eventually won in extras. Do you agree? Was that the turning point for you in this series?
Well, no, because if that was the case, maybe the Astros would have put it away then on Tuesday. You know, the Astros looked very beatable on Tuesday. I mean, there were just so many twists and turns and interesting managerial decisions and interesting approaches. I find it hard to put it just on one particular play. There was just too much stuff. Too many moments.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of entertaining twists and turns and happenings all added up to a fantastically entertaining World Series, which the Astros emerged on top of. And I agree with you. You can't really compare it to last year. Yes, they both went seven. Yes, the road team won Game 7 both years. But with the Cubs' history and all the baggage that came with it, it's really hard to compare the two. So I definitely agree with you there. So, Kerry, let's kind of break down the Cubs' prospects on getting back to the promised land in 2018 after reaching their third straight NLCS, but they were disposed of rather quickly by the Dodgers in five games. When you look at the biggest area of need for this Cubs team right now, what do you think that is? And furthermore, how do you think they address that need? Do you see a free agent signing, a possible trade, or maybe a guy from the minors that's ready to come up and contribute?
Well, it all comes down to pitching. I mean, they lose both Jake Arrieta and John Lackey to free agency, as well as their closer, Wade Davis. And there's really no telling as to whether or not any of those three will be back. Brian Dunsing, a left-handed reliever, is also a free agent. And they're just, you know, those are four pitchers and four arms that they're going to miss a lot. They'd love to have Arrieta and Davis both back. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. I know Theo Epstein, the Cubs president of baseball operations, met with the media at the end of the season to kind of do a little wrap-up, and he'd, you know, emphasize that, yes, they'd love to have those guys back, but you know, we all know that baseball is a business and the contract situation might get out of hand here. So we'll see. I think Theo would prefer to get something done in terms of a trade. The Cubs do have a lot of young talent in their system that they could move. And it'll be interesting to see if this is a year where they break up some of that kind of core group, for lack of a better word, you know, with, you know, do they keep both Addison Russell, Javi Baez to play in the infield? Do they decide to part with one of them? Do they even possibly I don't see it happening, but could they possibly move Kyle Schwarber to get a pitcher? I don't know. There's no real immediate help in the minor leagues, so it'll be interesting just to see how they go about filling those gaps, because losing Arrieta and Lackey are two big holes to fill in their rotation.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we saw the ovation that Arrieta got when he came off the mound for the final time, or what was perceived to be the final time at Wrigley Field in a Cubs uniform. Maybe he comes back, but as you said, the odds of that are rather slim, and a lot of very interesting decisions on hand for Theo Epstein and company into the fall and winter months. Kerry, on the flip side of things, the biggest area of strength right now for this Cubs team, how would you assess that?
Well, it's really their young position players. You know, they're really deep there. It's interesting when you think that Anthony Rizzo is the old man in the infield, and he's only 28. So there is a lot of talent there. If they keep Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Javi Baez, they're all young. I mean, this is the core group that the Cubs have wanted, have established. They're the group that, you know, is going to keep them with what Theo likes to call the sustained success. And those are the kids that they're counting on. And I think every one of them learned this year what it will take to get back and how hard they now recognize really how hard it was in 2016, because this year, first half of the season, there was a little bit of fatigue, and some people call it a World Series hangover. I don't know, but it's, you know, they had to deal with that a little bit. So it's and contributed to their slow start.
Yeah, and like you said, it's really magnified how hard it is to not only win it once, but to win it back-to-back. Well, there's a reason why a team hasn't done that since the Yankees in, you know, 98 to 2000, so it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And maybe the Cubs come back into 2018 with their batteries recharged a little bit and get back to their 2016 ways. Kerry, I want you to give me two players here. One that could regress a little bit in 2018 after maybe playing over his head a touch in 2017. Then in reverse, a guy that maybe didn't quite perform up to par that you're expecting a bounce back season from here in 2018.
I'm going to redo your question because I kind of misunderstood your question when you sent out the heads up before. In looking ahead to 2018, I guess what I'm looking for is to see Jason Hayward get better.
Right.
I know he spent a lot of time in the off season working with and kind of redoing his swing. The hitting coaches, the two hitting coaches that he was working with are now both gone. So it'll be interesting to see if Hayward can get back on track with Chili Davis as the new Cubs hitting coach, or if, you know, they ended up paying a lot of money for a Gold Glove right fielder. That's the one player that I think is the player to watch in 2018. The other player that it was kind of interesting in to see what's going to happen next year is Carl Edwards Jr., because he was used quite a bit as a primary setup pitcher late in the season, and he would have like a really good game, and then the next outing it would just be horrible, and he couldn't throw a strike. Now, I think he's going to get much better because of that experience, and it'll be interesting. Again, the Cubs have hired a new pitching coach in Jim Hickey. It'll be interesting to see what kind of influence Hickey has on Edwards.
Yeah, and Hickey's a guy that worked with Joe Maddon for a lot of years in Tampa Bay. Obviously had success with that pitching staff, so maybe getting Carl Edwards Jr. back on track is in the cards, because the talent and the stuff is there. But as you said, when it goes off the rails, it's really tough to watch. So hopefully some more consistency is in the card for Edwards Jr. here in 2018. And Kerry, to begin to wrap up here, I think that when you look at, you know, any team in the majors, whether the Cubs or the other 29 teams, you can pretty much put them into one of five categories. You've got your clear rebuilding teams, the non-contending teams. The Cubs obviously are not either one of those, not even close. But then you go up the ladder, teams contending for a wild card, teams contending for a division title, and then ultimately a world title contender. Of those three, where do the Cubs best fit right now?
Well, they can win the Central Division again. I mean, that's right there for the taking. Whether or not they can make that next step and get to the World Series is really going to depend on their pitching. That's just a huge question mark for this team. The starters, were not as effective coming into the, as they were a year ago. Kyle Hendricks had a good second half, but didn't quite, couldn't do it all for them. John Lester had some injuries. They all had injuries to deal with. It'll just be kind of interesting to see how that goes. And again, I think it'll be fun to see how the influence that Hickey has on this group, can one voice make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. And Hickey's going to be a very instrumental voice on that team. They lost kind of a trusted guy in Dave Martinez, who's been by Joe Maddon's side for so many years. He's the new head guy in Washington, but hopefully some new voices and some bounce back seasons will lead to another playoff appearance at the very least for the Cubs, and we'll see how far they take that into 2018. Kerry Muscat, great stuff as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. We thank you for the time. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.